From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and British Prime Minister Theresa May met Thursday in Philadelphia at a Republican congressional retreat. The Republicans are holding the meeting to plan their agenda for the upcoming session of Congress. Both leaders spoke at the retreat. Mr. Trump said he planned a planned meeting between Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and U.S. President Donald Trump has been canceled. Mexicans don't like Mr. Trump's plan to build a wall along America's southern border to guard against illegal migration. Mr. Peña Nieto called off the meeting. The White House later proposed a 20% tax on Mexican imports as a possible way to pay for the wall. Spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters such a tax would raise $10 billion a year and easily pay for the wall. President Trump called on his fellow Republicans to enact great and lasting change, and he blasted the North American Free Trade Agreement.
NAFTA has been a terrible deal, a total disaster for the United States from its inception, costing us as much as $60 billion a year with Mexico alone in trade deficits.
The president was greeted by a number of protesters when he arrived in Philadelphia. British Prime Minister Theresa May told the Republicans that the days of the U.S. and Britain intervening in other nations to remake them in their image are over. She hailed her nation's special relationship with the United States. She's scheduled to visit the White House on Friday. The British Prime Minister will be the first foreign leader to meet with Mr. Trump in Washington since he took office. This is VOA News. Turkey says it is too early to comment on President Trump's proposal to establish safe zones in Syria. A Turkish foreign ministry spokesman says it will be important to first see the result of a set of studies Mr. Trump is expected to order from the Pentagon and the State Department. The zones would be areas in Syria where civilians could be safe from civil war violence. Turkey has long advocated safe zones, but former President Barack Obama did not support the idea. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, returned to his country Thursday, accompanied by heavy security. He was greeted by jubilant crowds. Mr. Barrow flew home from Senegal, where he had been staying since unrest erupted when former President Yahya Jammeh refused to step down after losing an election. Afghan officials say a border skirmish with Pakistan has left at least one Afghan border guard dead and two wounded. An Afghan spokesman says fighting Thursday in the Spin Buldak area of southern Kandahar province lasted for about 2 hours. He alleged that a group of Taliban insurgents riding motorcycles tried to enter Afghanistan with the help of Pakistani forces, prompting Afghan border police to open fire. He said Pakistani troops retaliated by shelling Afghan border posts. Pakistani officials say they're trying to find out what happened. Egypt is refusing to let human rights lawyer Neghad Boray to leave the country. Boray attempted to fly to Jordan Thursday on a family visit, but was barred from leaving. An investigation was launched against the activist when he submitted a draft anti-torture bill to President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Although no official charges have been leveled against him, he is accused of establishing an unlicensed entity, receiving illegal funds, and spreading false information. The incident is seen as part of a crackdown on civil society groups in Egypt. The British government Thursday introduced a bill in Parliament to begin the process of exiting the European Union. Opposition lawmakers yelled disgraceful as Brexit Secretary David Davis unveiled the legislation. The lower House of Commons will begin debate on the matter January 31st and will have just 2 weeks to reach a decision on it. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson told a parliamentary panel Thursday that a United Nations-supervised election in Syria might help end the civil war there. He said Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should be permitted to run in the election. French Foreign Minister François Fillon Thursday declared that he will remain a presidential candidate despite press allegations that his wife has been paid as his assistant but in fact did no work. Fillon is rejecting those allegations. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.